Hello there, everybody. My name is Eric, and welcome back to another Ape Podcast. Today, I'm your host, and I'm here with Esteban.
Hello.
Paul.
Yo, what's up?
And Angel.
YOLO.
Okay, and yes, welcome back. So, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, there was the problem that me and Eric went
during the week. Yes.
Oh, yeah, Talk about that. We haven't heard about that yet.
Of course. Yeah, because not a lot of people went. Like, it was actually...
It was almost dead silent.
Empty, kind of. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that silent because there was music and all that. Not a lot of people went.
If we had to count the amount of people from me, Eric, and all and the friends we went, and everyone there, the amount of students...
Pretty much.
It was like 26, I believe.
Students from our school?
Huh?
Huh?
Goes didn't even have the students.
No,
no, I don't think so.
Actually, I heard that at one point there was more teachers than there was students.
Yes, there was.
Yes, definitely.
I think it was like near the end. Where did they even get the staff members from? Like, they just show up out of nowhere.
There were even some teachers that I never recognized, that I never saw in my life.
Wait, was Ms. Torres there?
She was there.
Yeah,
because she did like a thing where people picked up her dress.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah.
It was voting.
That's true.
Voting for her dress.
To wear the prom. That's true.
Which I had never.
Then there was no even students over there. There was like 20 or something.
Dude. Yeah, but
kind of sucked for her too.
But yeah, people were there. Like Mrs. Seamster was there. Miss Panda.
There was a guy that looked like.
Did anyone take a picture of Mr. Seamster's fit?
No, it was like the basic thing, like the basic suit, just that had a bow tie.
Bro, man, it would have been funny though. It would have been funny.
I know.
Dude,
yeah, that's true.
So Mr. Seamster didn't iced out like with Gucci.
No.
Dude, nothing.
He does that every day. No. So.
I know he does.
His Tesla.
What?
I'm pretty sure he did.
His Tesla. I think we saw it.
Yeah, the white one.
Yeah.
And there was this guy that kind of looked like a mini well, I wouldn't say mini, but like a younger version of Mr. Seamster. So either his son or I don't know.
So there's teachers in there that you didn't even know.
For Eric, yes, I think for me, I think I do.
Well, for me, because like. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm gonna say the place was huge.
Yeah, it was huge and it was actually really pretty.
But too bad there weren't that many people.
How was the food over there? Was it okay?
It was shit.
what was the food?
What did they serve?
Okay.
There was no dessert.
No dessert?
Technically, there was dessert. It was the cake. But me and Eric and the rest of us were just outside to the point where the cake was just gone by the time we entered. But besides that, there wasn't really
anything. No, but okay.
You're saying the food was bad?
Yes.
But there was cake.
Pretty much.
And then once you got in there, it ran out.
I think the cake wasn't that like they were able to get the cake once they announced.
Yeah, I feel like the cake was the best part of the whole experience.
But the thing is, how the hell did the cake run out so quick if there wasn't even a lot of people? Like
there was more staff members.
People were hungry. They didn't want to eat the nasty food that you guys were mentioning.
Okay, to be honest, the only good food was most likely the sliders. But then again, it's like a basic
sliders.
Yeah.
For prom food?
Yeah, there was sliders. There was
no steak or anything like that.
No,
well,
it's not a carnita asada.
No.
Okay, yeah, but how was the drinks?
Okay, the drinks were the only good thing. I'll be honest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait, there was this point.
There was this point where. I don't know, because first we had water, and then they were serving like some type of lemonade.
It was their limeade, and okay, for me, no one noticed, but for me, I went and drank it. There was like a splash of alcohol in it to give like some sort of flavor for it.
I definitely noticed that.
Bro, there was alcohol in your drinks.
A little bit.
Angel, there's been some alcohol in some of your drinks that you already know and you just didn't know. It's just a splash of it for flavor, but it doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
Is it the sparkling water that I'm drinking right now?
No, that's something different.
Oh. Yeah, it has alcohol.
That's just that.
There's different types of alcohol. Never mind.
What are we talking about? Alcohol. It's the back.
It's not IL team material, boys.
But yeah.
No, but apparently there was like a little bit of alcohol, and I mean that would kind of explain, because I mean not really, because okay, I don't know if you remember someone, but I kind of got a little bit drunk.
No, how can really. You get drunk from that? That's a
I don't know.
Are you like lightweight? Is that what you are?
No, because I've drank a lot more, and I would still be sober. So because like,
I think it's just a splash.
Maybe it was just the hype. It was just the hype.
Possibly. It's because it's just a splash. It's just a hit, and it goes. The taste of the alcohol goes away like in a few seconds. It doesn't stay there.
Yeah, it was probably just the hype, because like, and then, like I said, I drank a lot more and still would be sober.
Brian Isaac.
Hey, what else did they give instead of sliders?
There was like
some type of burgers.
Those were the sliders.
Oh,
it was just another word. It was just another word. But no, they had like some sort of chicken thing, which was kind of decent. Then they had some sort of beef thing, which is the same beef they use for the sliders. But then,
okay.
And then of course we got to the fucking tortillas. That shit was dry as fuck.
Bro, the tortillas. Yes, yeah, they had tortillas, but like,
that sounds nasty.
They were so bad. Like once I got to sit down, they were already dry and
I heard
and hard.
Like, I was just like walking past, and I was like, I heard something about how like the food was like white people Tex-Mex
or
something like
that. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It's the whitest Tex-Mex you would ever see in your life.
Why? Why did you guys spend like $120 for like the food? It's not even that good. That's
another thing. Like, it's honestly sad how like the school charged $120 for this sort of
prom. And the food wasn't even good. But I guess it was mostly because of the place.
The place, then the DJ and the food, I think.
I mean, was the DJ good? Did it give a good performance?
I mean, it was alright. I'd say it was pretty decent, yeah. Because he started with the slow songs, well, kind of like non-danceable. They would still be danced.
He started with slow songs.
No, not exactly slow songs.
Pop
but like
songs,
not
like
danceable.
Songs you
recognize.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, more say. Like with the list we had, and then as time went by, he started putting more songs that could be actually danced to, and people actually danced.
He should have like put the beginning like dancing, and then the middle be like slow dance, and then go back to like. Like middle class music, and then go to slow dancing again. You know what I mean?
I mean that's kind of what he did, but he started with the pop songs, like more like just to chill and listen to start.
No, because people first arrive, right? When they first arrive, they want to expect something awesome, like really cool. So putting dance music first, people will be hyped going in there.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I think me and S1's group was like the first one to actually dance.
I barely dance.
Huh? although we barely dance, we were like the starter of like the dance, because like we were the first ones to go to dance, and then other people saw us and more people started to go by.
This is probably why, because of the beginning, like pop music.
So
people would not dance to it.
But there was actually a part where he actually played like slow kind of romantic songs, and then it went back to like a quinceañera kind of type of music.
What I want to say is that he should have like played something that like remixes, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, he kind of did, because he played a remix of Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Wait. I actually wanted to dance to that, but like we had just arrived.
Which Eric got hyped for, because his suit was pretty much the after hours from The Weeknd. So.
Yeah.
No, cause like I seen this really good DJ like in real life. He was like in the streets or something, and he played really good. Like he mixed songs together into one and made the beat really good.
Oh,
people
wow.
were dancing to it.
That reminds me of like freshman prom, not prom, like homecoming.
Yeah, homecoming. I think that I think that's like the best homecoming I went to. The freshman.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So good.
I feel like okay from when
I think it would have been better if I had known you guys like
yeah but we like, were freshmen we wouldn't know like a lot of stuff from homecoming. We were just
yeah
freshmen.
Exactly. And like I was like the new kid, so I really didn't have many
yeah.
friends.
I really didn't talk to a lot of people. Is that we were just new.
I mean y'all were kind of like already had experience, but like me on the other hand, I was new to the school.
Yeah I didn't talk to you. So I think like sophomore or something.
It was like last year.
Yeah. Wait, but last year we had a COVID.
Yeah, but there was this.
I didn't talk to anyone
during COVID.
Yeah, like I just stayed home the whole time.
But damn.
So I think it was this year that I started talking to you.
Yeah, possibly. Well, this yeah. kind of, because like it was in 2021, but we're already 2022, so
yeah. I think I became friends with you because of Pablo.
Really?
Yeah, because we used to play like a lot of Smash Bros and everything. And then you guys showed up.
I've just always known Angel, bro.
Yeah, I was just there.
And this year I have Angel in every class.
Oh yeah, that's
that
true.
That's a crazy thing.
True.
Like every class except for two.
Yep.
Kind of reminds me sophomore year Esteban. Me and Esteban had like pretty much all classes together, but.
That's for B days.
Miss Edwards class is so funny all the time.
Oh yeah. All of them.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think that's how we came up, like where we actually started brainstorming for how we were gonna come up with the podcast.
Yeah, and it was you that came up with the name, because
yeah.
like I actually don't know how you came up with the name.
You know, Paul Smart.
Bro, literally, all I did was just put everyone's like. First initial into the name, like assorted it into ape, and then there, with an extra E.
That's actually a smart move. And then Esteban made the logo.
Yeah.
And I'm the host, and then Angel's the comedy relief.
I'm the editor / publisher.
Yeah, that too.
And Apollo's just chilling.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, he's kind of like the one that came up with the whole thing
yeah.
at first. And now he's just like a manager. Well, not a manager, but like he's just...
The founder.
He's just chilling. Yeah, the founder.
Yeah.
Also,
founder of Ape.
So, Eric, should we talk about the big elephant in the room thing?
Oh yeah.
We're not getting as...
We barely heard about the prom, but we heard about this little rumor.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to use fake names just to hide.
We're not giving out any names.
So for this person, we're going to call him...
No names.
So for this person, we're going to call him President Business from the Lego movie, because fuck it.
Yep, the main character that we're going to be talking about.
Oh, actually,
President
I can see that.
President Business is the villain from the Lego movie.
Not the main character.
The main character is Emmett.
Yes. And Emmett's nice.
Yeah.
Not a creep.
Anyway, so apparently there's a rumor that one staff member named President Business was like kind of a pervert / pedophile during the prom. Apparently he was judging one of the students' butts. Like it was like eight feet inch, something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, because it was during when we first went to the line to get food. So I was in the line, and then there was a girl in front of me, and then there was like another girl in front of me, right? So this person, Mr. President, goes there and tells the girl in front of the girl that was in front of me. He tells her, I think it was, you have a 8-inch butt or something like that. And like literally everyone in the line got like quiet and got like okay, kind of weirded out.
So it was a guy doing prom, Mr. President.
Was it a staff member, or was it a
staff member, like from our school?
Oh,
no! Like, I think he means like who did he tell it to?
Oh,
it was a student.
Yeah, he
told it to a student.
Yeah. Oh God.
And then
yeah,
I heard there was a like among other things as well, but I didn't I wasn't aware.
Yeah, and then there was something about, well, to one of our friends, we're not going to say her name, but let's call her, God, what's another movie character name we can use?
I don't think I know anyone at our school named Emma Watts.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Let's call her
Gwen.
Gwen Stacy, let's go.
That works.
Yeah, no,
when Stacy's was from the Spider-Man 3.
Tobey
Maguire.
Oh wait, never
mind. I guess that works. But if it was the Amazing Spider-Man, then
yeah. No. Let's just call her Gwen. No. Okay, let's just call her Gwen.
That's a different.
Just call her Gwen. Okay, so pretty much, friend Gwen. Pretty much, she told us that President Business was like looking at her, like while we were eating, which made her uncomfortable. And he only stopped when she looked back at him, and then she looked away.
Yikes!
Yeah, and then another thing was like President Business, like pretty much Gwen and Peter. I'm not gonna say the actual name that she was dancing with. They were dancing at the dance floor, and then President Business was just like right behind them, just staring at
Peter.
Them. Most specifically behind Peter.
Oh my God, dude!
And yeah, that was kind of creepy because Peter got freaked out.
Yeah.
Like,
was
when
he saying
told
anything?
Us,
was he just standing there?
Yeah, he was just standing there.
He was just standing there. Doing nothing, just staring at Wen's.
Yeah.
Cleavage.
And then.
Yeah, sure, that works.
Yeah,
and then the third and final time was when we were just waiting for Gwen to leave before me, Eric, and the rest of us can, like, just get in Eric's car and go to IHOP. So,
because
Gwen is getting picked up by her dad. And then President Business comes in.
So we decided to wait for her to just kind of like, so she would feel safe.
Yeah, and then me and another person like had to like stand right in front of Gwen to like hide.
And avoid Mr. President to look at her.
Yeah, but the thing is, he was just standing right behind us. Like, right directly at us. So we were just like...
Was he trying to look?
I think he was trying to. Because, like, I didn't move my head, but I moved my, like, left eye. And he was, like, trying to look at us. And I'm like, he's, like, waiting for us to, like, move away or some sort. I don't know.
Or something, uh-huh.
And then once their parents arrived, apparently he was still there. And then he was looking at her while she was entering the truck.
Yeah.
And after she leaves, he leaves.
Yeah, pretty much. As soon as she left, as soon as she left, we left because we were just waiting on her. But he also left.
Yeah. Oh, because she left.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he went back inside or he actually left. But crap, that's creepy.
Yeah, this person in particular, so like he's a staff member?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's a teacher.
Yes. Yes, he's
an actor. I'm not gonna go delve into names, but
yeah. No, but yeah, he's a teacher.
Wow. That's really messed up.
It really is.
And that's pretty much what happened to everything at prom, pretty much. Besides me and Eric going, and the rest of us going to IHOP and stuff.
Was like getting out of the place better than?
It was kind
than, of. Was it better? Getting out.
It was kind of better.
Was IHOP better than the prom food? Yeah. I can imagine.
I mean, yeah, because IHOP was like, IHOP is an actual restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay.
Prom is supposed to have real food, too.
Based on like, Earth, I think.
Prom is supposed to have the best food in the whole entire world. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, supposedly, but I mean, it was. Eh. Okay, funny thing that happened during IHOP. So I wasn't really hungry. I actually just ordered some pancakes and a milk, and that's it. So when they got it, you know how like they're like the pancakes are like huge
and fluffy.
Yeah,
and fluffy. So they gave me like I think it was like five, and I was like, oh, I'm not gonna finish this. So I literally just ate one, and I was like, can I get it? Can I take it home? So they gave me like the little box, right? And so I put them in the box, and then we were just chilling, waiting for everyone's rides to come pick them up. And once we went outside and we paid, yeah, I left my food in there.
Oh my god, why?
Oh no.
I mean, it was like 2 a.m., so we're kind of tired. Ready, bro. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay, Eric. Eric, remember those random college people that was like at the
IHOP? Yes. Yes, I remember.
Okay, so because once we like arrived, there's like a college friends. They decided to go to IHOP, and they knew like we went to prom because of our suits, and they were just hyping us up. They were like, "Hey y'all went to prom, y'all how did it go?"
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah, and then we were like, "Oh, it was alright. It was pretty good." And then yeah, they were like,
"You lied to them."
I mean, it was actually pretty fun. It was not the best, but like it was.
It was not enjoyable. Worth $120 to be honest.
Then, definitely not.
And then
and the guy was like, "Oh, I didn't go to mine."
I could literally say the same thing.
And then
yeah, pretty much.
And then once we were leaving, this guy's like, "Oh, that's it. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna do anything after that and stuff." And then like once we left the building, like we were just waiting for, I think Brian. To get leave and then Bob to leave as well, and then like those same guys, they just leave. They get out of the building. They're like, "Hey, we're still here.
Hey, we're still here."
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow.
And they just started to skate outside.
Were they in the park? Were they any good?
I mean, they were just cruising around. They were kind of learning though.
This kind of sounds like the average college student.
Yeah, because they are.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't doing any tricks. They were just, like, trying to get into the board and cruising around. And that's it.
So that was pretty much everything that happened at prom.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, that's pretty much... that's it for today's podcast, today's episode. It was mostly about prom, but
if you want to learn more about prom, you can go to our YouTube channel called Ruby Falls Antics because it's a vlogging channel.
Yeah, there's an actual blog
about prom.
And yeah, check out each other's all of us social media, and I guess you can follow us on Instagram.
And don't forget to follow a podcast. Apple Podcasts and on Spotify.
Exactly. Which you're probably already listening to in, but.
Yeah.
But alright, thanks for listening and stay tuned. See you in the next one.
See you. Pew.